Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Over the Rainbow Show with your host Bob Brown on Wednesday the 1st of June 2016 at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 o'clock Pacific Time and 8 p.m. UK Time. And to all our listeners from around the world, the number to ring the show is 347-539-5367 and from the UK 001-347-539-5367. And the chat room is open. We've had a few problems with the chat room in the previous weeks, so if you're trying to get in, it doesn't work, just send me a message on Facebook and I will reboot it so it works again. But we'll just see how it goes. Well, we're in for a treat tonight. We've got somebody special on tonight, and I'm sure he's a real, real special person. We've got our special guest tonight is Brian Rowles. Brian has worked as an intuitive medium on high-volume hotlines such as Keen Psychic, Live, Psychic Source and Hollywood Psychics, through which he has undergone a battery of tests from 2006 to 2010. He studied Reiki, becoming a Reiki master in 2010. Brian can channel numerous energies to help you with your questions. His channels spirit guides, angels, archangels, fairies, elementals, gods, goddesses, celestial beings, and other galactic energies. Brian is a high priest in witchcraft and a spiritual reverend ordained by the Universal Life Church. Can we please welcome Brian to the show? Hello, Brian.
Hello, Bob. Thank you for having me on the show today, and it's a pleasure being here. And I would like to thank everybody that has tuned in to listen. You're definitely in for a treat today, because we are actually speaking about a very wonderful topic that I love so much that actually I had began channeling probably about 5 years ago. So you're most definitely in for a treat, because this particular modality that I use is called light language, and it's perfect for all types of things, from removing blockages, healings, and absolutely opening up many doors to the ascension process. So I very much thank you for having me and allowing me to present this to everybody, and bringing and opening up some doors to everybody that is probably wondering, what is light language?
Yeah, I'm going to say that for the listeners. What is light language? It sounds very strange. I don't know if people have heard it before, but I'm sure Brian will tell us all about it.
Oh, yes. I would be happy to tell you all about it and tell everybody that is listening about it. Light language is actually is referred to as the soul language, or the ancient languages of many different civilizations, as well as also extraterrestrial languages too. So light language is actually something that encodes our DNA and encodes us for more light frequency to be within the body, and raises our spiritual light quotient up to the highest vibrating frequency that is available for our bodies to vibrate at. It brings in many different codes that are available for ascension, and allows for the light processes within the body to move more quicker. Because in the etheric realm, there is no such thing as time nor space. So that's exactly what light language does, is it works in various ways to actually open our open up our psychic abilities and open up our awareness into the magnificent world of light transmissions. So definitely know that the light transmissions in itself is really eye-opening, and is very much a blessing to humanity for anybody that is on the ascension path. So, light language has opened me up tremendously, and it continuously opens up my clients every single day, and has also healed many different diseases, and even healed some emotional disorders as well. So, it works on a very wide range of things.
What made you go into like language? How did you get to know about it, and how did it help you in the beginning?
Well, how I learned about it is I actually had a session with a very well known light language speaker named Dorian Light, and during the session, what happened was I was receiving codings, and I saw actually the codings come into my fourth eye, which is the chakra right behind the crown chakra, I saw these codes kind of coming into that particular chakra and beaming down into my pineal gland and encoding my DNA with these particular languages, and then it shot automatically down into my thymus gland and my thyroid gland, allowing for a extra set of vocal cords, the spiritual vocal cords, to actually activate and awaken. So that's when I began out of nowhere to start speaking it in my sleep. And my partner actually told me many times that I would either chant or say different types of phrases that he had no clue of understanding in my sleep. So it all started during my sleep time or my dream time when I started talking, speaking this light language. So after probably about 2 weeks, all the codings and all the downloads and upgrades were finishing integrating. And then that's when my guides, Liana, Ariana, and Satora and Anutak actually told me to bring it to my clients. So after I got the gesture to bring it to my clients, I started kind of weaving it into my readings and also weaving it into my my healing sessions. And then that's how light language came about within my sessions. But it's actually been known about for quite some time through many different channels such as Dorian Light, Yvonne Perry, Gayla Akashana, also Jamie Price and Laura Pirat. They are all wonderful channels of light language, and including myself. So there's a bunch of us out there. So definitely seek us out, because we are basically a wave of way showers to actually help with the ascension process, to bring in these light codes and to bring in these downloads for the ascension process to be brought through with grace and ease. So that's basically what how white language came about within my work. Now, with other people sign white language, other people sing white language, and other people write white language. And I actually write light language. I tone it, and I also speak it and sign it. I don't sing it yet, but there are some tones that come out of my mouth where it kind of sounds like I'm singing, but I will be the first one to tell you I'm horrible at singing.
I like it. How does it help to help individuals move through the path of ascension? How does it help them? You know, you're doing this light language. Do you explain to your clients how it works and how it will help them?
Okay, well, how does it help an individual move through the ascension, the path of ascension? It helps an individual move through the path of ascension with many different ways, such as removing blocks that no longer serve you, allowing for more upgrades, more light codes, and more downloads to begin, as well as also our ascension light quotient to raise up, because it's not necessarily the higher beings coming down to us to communicate with them. It's more like we have to raise our vibration up to communicate to them, because they're already at a higher vibration and they're not going to lower their vibration down to speak to us. We have to raise our vibration up to speak to them. And that's what a lot of people fail to realize, is they already are vibrating at a higher rate. They're not going to lower down them their vibration to speak down to us. So it's basically we have to bring our vibration up into a very high vibratory rate to actually allow for the ascension process to be brought through with grace and ease. And that's where I help, or what I help with, is I speak these light language codes and encodements and sequences and transmissions to actually either remove blockages, oaths, vows, contracts, and commitments and obligations and limitations, and then I send them to the Great Central Sun to be repolarized. And then I also help bring in star key codes and key codes from the Egyptian pantheon, such as the such as the codes of Ra, the codes of Isis, the codes of Hathor, and many other codes like the Pleiadian codes, the Andromedan codes, the many different codes that are out there. There's Arcturian codes, there's Syrian codes. They really allow for a lot of individuals to really ascend much more quicker, because the shifts that planet Earth are going through at this moment, and we're going through dramatic shifts, and we're changing dramatically at a very rapid rate. So that's where I come in, and one benefit from a session with me or a light language session with me, moving through these codes and bringing these codes through, allowing for encodements to come through into your DNA helix, allowing for us to remove oaths, vows, contracts, and commitments and obligations and limitations and group agreements, group pacts, and also healing agreements to come through and bring them up into a higher frequency. And also allowing for different ancient codes to come through, because each one of us, we serve a life purpose, and we also serve a divine path. And many of us, we can have one life purpose. Some of us could have two life purposes. Some of us can have three life purposes. But most of us, we only have one divine path. There has been a couple of people that I've come in contact with that has had two, three divine paths, but I've never seen somebody with more than two divine paths, but or two or three divine paths. But that's basically how a light language session works with me. And definitely, if anybody is interested in a light language session, you could definitely go to my website. That is www.amagicaljourney.com, and then it's amagicaljourney.com, or you can go to my my blog at www.brianrawls.com. That is BrianRawls. And also you can even email me at angelicguidance13@gmail.com or Skype me at angelic113, and that's my Skype ID. And I encourage everybody to allow for this, allow for a light language session to raise your vibration, to raise your light quotient, and to bring in more more beneficial energies for your ascension path.
Right. Estella, who's gone in the chat room, she says, as a child, I often used to sing in what sounded like some unknown Native American language. I will have to try it on someone the next time I'm giving some healing and see what happens. Question, Brian, have you found that as well?
I know that I also help children that that seem to, well, I also help parents that have children that seem to speak a kind of like a gibberish language. And I also help crystal children and indigo children kind of bring into their, step into their gifts more. And I have found that many children and many adults that actually remember themselves speaking in a gibberish language or a foreign language that, that 9 times out of 10, they're usually speaking light language. And what happens is when we actually start hitting the age of 7, we go to our parents and we start asking about these particular languages. And what do our parents do? Our parents sit there and tell us we're making stuff up or that's nonsense. And then we just simply forget about it. And I encourage everybody that with children, if your child comes to you and starts speaking a foreign language or a language that you cannot understand, do not miscount it or throw it underneath the rug. Encourage it, because you'll come to find out that if they begin to speak it more frequently and more frequently and more frequently, you can probably feel a shift in the energy. And I know a lot of people do not feel energy like a lot of us do, but light language also sensitizes our energy field to allow for energies to be more within awareness, for us to start feeling what other people have to offer. And I would so much enjoy to actually speak a light language blessing for everybody that is listening, if everybody would like that.
Right. Another question from Estella. It says, Brian, have you found a particular code that works very well with when healing?
It works very well with healing. It does work tons, and shifts tons of information and shifts tons of energy when speaking light language, but also it complements other energy modalities. It complements Reiki, it complements quantum touch, it complements theta healing, sacred activations that the lovely Tamara Ovia has brought through for us. It has also enhanced readings. So if you are speaking a form of language that is foreign to your native tongue, then definitely use it within all your healing sessions. Use it within every session that you actually use. And do not be afraid of it either, because being afraid of it will actually shut it off. So do know that the energy is going to amp up as we continue to talk about it. And they're actually wanting me to push me out of the way, but I'm still trying to hang in here because they're actually wanting me to start speaking it. And I'm like, not yet, not yet. So,
not yet.
Yeah, it's most definitely a very strong, sometimes overwhelming energy that comes over you when you have to speak it. It's almost similar to speaking in tongues. I know a lot of Christian background people that have related speaking in light language of speaking in tongues. And I know this one lady, this one healer, Yvonne Perry, she was praying at her altar for the gifts of the Spirit, and that's how she began speaking light language. So, and light language is popping up all around the world, and I bet 90% of you have this within your genetic makeup. And if you allow for the vibrations to just be put into words, you'll probably more than likely start speaking light language directly after this phone call, because I will definitely bring through a blessing for everybody to open this up for everybody if Bob allows it.
Yes, I will do. No problem at all.
Wonderful.
What happens to the DNA when your channel speaks light language?
Well, what happens to the DNA when I channel light language is it brings in overtones and brings through and turns on cordons within the DNA to actually send and receive messages from the mitochondria. The mitochondria is the master cell within the pineal gland and the nucleus of that cell to actually turn these languages on and also turn on other galactic energies for us, like stargates and star portals, and actually allowing for us to close up wormholes that are actually harmful to our energy field, where it actually brings through the energies that that are trying to get through, that doesn't have to have a way or a sequencing to get through to us. So that's what happens when I actually channel light language to the DNA. I actually open up the helix and open up the telomeres on both ends, and I speak the light language to the two helixes. And as I'm speaking the light language to the two helixes, I actually clairvoyantly see the codon, the codons turning on, and the receptors within the brain firing off very quickly, allowing for the light language to activate ancient dialogues within within the cells, and ancient dialogues within the DNA, as well as also activating the two hemispheres of the brain, turning on all the other turning on the light codes that are needing to come in at this time. Because do know that upon planet Earth right now, we are actually bringing in some amazing energies that are allowing for some huge up-levelings and some huge shifts that are going to bring us into the ascension energies much quicker and much faster. So I do hope that everybody is bracing themselves. Also, the light language does allow for us to embrace the feminine and masculine divine energies that are coming on the planet, and also allows for the galactic energies that are coming on the planet, and allowing for the symptoms of, like, Mercury retrograde, as well as also also planetary alignments that are harsh to the body, such as, like, X flares and solar flares that are harsh to the body. It kind of puts a shield up when I start speaking light language around the body or around the field. So the flares and the energies do not basically sit there and harm the electromagnetic field or the morphogenic field that is around the human body and around our vessel, because our vessel is a very sensitive instrument, and we have to be a divine, clear, conscious channel for these energies to come onto the planet. So that's basically what happens when I speak light language to the DNA.
Right. Estella wants to ask another question, Brian. Can Brian help us open up to channeling more healing for people, please?
No, what was that? I did not quite understand you, Bob. I'm sorry.
Well, can Brian help us open up to channeling more healing for people, please?
Yes, I can definitely do that, and light language does open up more channels of healing for many people, and as you'll hear it very soon as I get ready to speak these light languages, what will happen is I will tell you to focus your energy in certain parts of the body, and what will happen is I will actually bring through energies that are within different energy centers, and actually awaken more healing abilities and more, and also activating the healer within. There is actually one light language activation that I do, and I'll do it on the call today. It's called Activating the Healer Within. And what that does is that actually activates the hand chakras to hold more divine light, to be gifted to humanity. Now, do note that when healing, there has to be a definite energy exchange for the healer to be compensated for gifting their energy to other people. So definitely when giving a healing, do understand that the energy exchange from your body to the earth, it doesn't only channel through our body, it also channels through Mother Earth as well. So at the same time you're gifting a healing, you're also healing Mother Earth as well. So that's something very interesting that I thought all of you should know, is that when you're actually giving healing, and you're also healing the collective consciousness as well as Mother Earth.
Yeah, that's true as well. Before I move on, Estella just wants to ask another question. Is there anything the listeners can do to send healing to Brian and yourself and Bob?
Okay, I didn't quite understand that either, so can you speak up a little bit louder for me?
I'll talk slowly and louder. Is there anything the listeners can do to send healing to Brian and yourself, Bob, me as well?
Well, if I'm understanding the question correctly, and what I can tell you to allow for the energy to be more coherent for everybody, and to be more energetically appropriate for everybody, you will all just basically need to have an open mind and allow for the energies to kind of do their own work, because light language is kind of, it goes to where it's needed, all right? So it doesn't need a specific point. It doesn't need a specific intention. I give the light language and the galactics to basically open up my mouth, and spirit basically allows for whatever that is needed to come through me, and for the group to come through with grace and ease, and for the highest and best concern of all. So I hope I was understanding that question correctly.
Yes, you was. How do you activate your soul language?
Basically activating your soul language, you can bring through mantras to begin with, or you can actually bring through affirmations, or you can actually have a facilitator such as like myself or one of the other fabulous light language facilitators that are out there to actually bring through a light language activation to actually activate the soul language. And I actually have a light language class. Do know that I can't teach you to speak light language. I can only help you remember to speak your light language. Okay, that's what a lot of people think. I can't teach you to speak these dialects. What will happen is I can open up the memories and open up the remembering sequences for you to open up more wiser and more fluent for these energies to come through, basically with a more energetic, almost like an energetic rush. And when I bring through these energies, and this called here soon, What I'll do is I will open up two specific parts of the brain, and that is the Broca and the Wernicke parts of the brain. The Broca and the Wernicke parts of the brain activates sound healing and transmission in languages, and it's almost like a translation mechanism within our brain. The Broca and the Wernicke parts of the brain actually allows for the energies of language and sound to be processed within the body more fluently, and allows for it to be acknowledged within light codes and up leveling. So with the opening to the Broca and the Wernicke part of the brain, it's going to activate these overtones and activate the remembrance, the remembering sequencing for the light language to activate. Now, if it doesn't activate automatically, that just means that you probably need to you probably more than likely need to contact me for a light language session, so we can actually move through some blocks, as well as also help you more extensively in remembering how to speak the light language. Because all it is about remembering how to. Because remembering, it's not that we don't have it within us. It's about we just lost the memories of us actually doing it. So I encourage everybody once again, and I'm going to give my contact information out once more, if you do not mind, Bob. Wonderful. So if you would like to enhance or bring through your own light language, or to receive a light language session from me, contact me at www.amagicaljourney.com, and that is AmagicalJourney.com, or you can go to my blog at brianrawls.com, and that's brianrawls.com, or you can contact me on Skype at angelic113. Or as for folks that are in the U.S. that are listening, I will give you a contact telephone number that you can call my office, which is 586-659-9620, and that is for anybody that has long-distance calling that is in other countries or that is in the U.S. And you just dial 1-586-659-9620, and you will be directed to my answering service, where you can leave me a message, and I will get back to you as soon as I possibly can. But don't answer right away, just leave a message, and or you can also leave a message on Skype, and I'll be more than happy to direct you to the correct service on my webpage. Or you can go to my webpage and fill out a contact form to contact me, and I'll be more than happy to set you up with a session. It's a very, very important thing to activate as many light workers and as many channels as possible to allow for the light language to actually be remembered, because we need as many folks that are available and that are wanting to actually speak this light language actually allow for all the remembering sequences to come through, because it's a very important thing for humanity to actually remember how to speak it.
True, yeah, that's true. How does one benefit from your light language?
Well, one benefit from a light language, from removal of oaths, vows, contracts, and commitments, and obligations, and agreements, and also removing any types of negative energies, also turning on more cordons of the particular energy field or the DNA. And also allowing for the chakras to be activated more frequently, as well as also allowing for us to be to remember how to speak our own light language. So that is totally how is totally what a light language session would do for each and every one of you. So I encourage you all to contact me.
Right. Excuse me one moment. I just have a drink of water. What is light language code?
What is light language what?
Code.
What is light language?
What is the light language code and what does it mean?
Well, what does it mean? Light language is a form of energy healing or energy upgrades or energy transmissions that allows for us to raise our ascension and to easily reach our ascension path with grace and ease. And it's allowing for each one of us to bring through a higher frequency of love and light or unconditional love to allow for the planet to be more more available and to allow for the planet to be more available for more healing consciousness and the collective consciousness to really remove some of the fears and belief systems that are holding us back. So, and now if everybody would like to receive a light language blessing, I'll be more than happy to do a light language blessing for everybody. Sounds good?
Yeah, that sounds
all right.
Very interesting as well.
Okay, so what I'm going to do here is I'm going to do a light language blessing, and I'm going to use a frame drum, okay? And I'm also going to take one. Phone on speakerphone real quick, and I want everybody to kind of just relax and open up to a very comfortable position. You can sit or lie down, just get in a comfortable position and take some deep cleansing breaths. And as you take these deep cleansing breaths, we're going to kind of do a small meditation real quick. And as we're doing this small meditation, once I tell you to drop into your heart chakra, that's when I will begin the light language session. Okay? So just take a deep breath in and focus on your breathing. And I want you to bring into your mind anything that you would like to release, activate, bless, heal, change, or transmutate within your body, within your spirit, or within your life. And bring that into the forefront of your mind. Now drop down into the heart chakra. And now just listen to my voice. Zokur an in dwa ar ekwa atu. No kori an e wa ale eta inu kur. Ma le etan e rua ka aish. Zolor am hayete eku. Thank you.
Lehrin eshku atanta
All right, and bring that energy up in through your root chakra, your sacral, your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, your third eye, down into your zeal point, up and out your crown chakra, doubling back, beaming down into your fourth eye, bringing through the light codes, awaken the Braca and the Wernicke parts of the brain, opening up your remembrance of the light language sequencing that you is your divine birthright. Zekuri an ash etekabari an ur humana wantanga akhais itu ari ensh mahoi ari en ekiar mahoya atai ish un ko ata akai etu ono ore an hamii dohoria akai eskonuma ai le erona sofia ta jaki apataka an Rohun mehawa'ai ite enukai. And take a deep breath in. And now that energy activation is just going to probably last for anywhere from 4 to 8 hours. And you may want to drink lots of water after this show this evening or this afternoon, wherever you are at in the world. Also, you may go through some rather strange emotions after the show. You may go through spouts of crying, spouts of laughter, spouts of despair, or go through many different whirlwinds of emotions. But just know that you will definitely come out of it with grace and ease, and you may want to take you a sea salt bath with a little bit of baking soda into it. Just to allow for the energies to integrate more evenly and also just kind of allow for the energies to be more more appropriate for the energy frequencies to just kind of pixelate within the energy field, because you'll find out that the energies really will kind of be subtle at first, and then they'll intensify as the day goes by. And if at all, if it gets too intense, you feel please feel free to email me, and I'll tone down the energy, and we'll facilitate a clearing for you. And I hope everybody enjoyed that activation.
I did. I'm sure Estella did. I'm sure everybody out there did as well. It was so good. Feel so overcome and absolutely wonderful. Feel great as well.
Wonderful. Yes, do know that.
Go on.
What now?
How is the language of light expressed?
Well, the language of light expresses itself in many different ways. It can express itself in various instruments, as you saw, as you heard within the activation. It can express itself through sound, such as the Tibetan bowls, the drums, me speaking, me clicking my tongue, me speaking and me toning, say for instance that ooh sound that that actually brings through the DNA coding and allows for the DNA to upgrade more quickly. So you are is going to quickly transmutate energies that are very much going to flow quickly and almost dramatically as well, because I'm seeing that a lot of the people that are on the call right now, they are experiencing a lot of fluttering and also a lot of vibrancy within their auric field. I'm also seeing some dramatic spinning within the chakras as well. So the chakras are definitely spinning very rapidly. So I see that lots of things are happening for many different people all around the world.
Well, Estella's just come in the chat room. She says, that was very interesting. I could feel my energies twirling in different ways around my body. Thank you, Brian.
Yes, they will, the energies will either twirl, they'll pixelate, they will vibrate, they will do many different things. And actually what the beings actually came through during that sequencing and that transmission were actually the Arcturians, the Sirians, the Pleiadians, and right directly at the end, the fairies came through. So there was an entourage of beings that were bringing through many, many upgrades and many shifts for everybody. So I encourage you all that if you would like to continue to do a more in-depth session, you are more than welcome to go to my website at www.amagicaljourney.com. That is amagicaljourney.com. Or go to my blog at brianrawls.com, brianrawls.com. Or call me if you are located anywhere around the world and you have long-distance calling, or if you're in the U.S., it's 1-586-659-9620. And please leave a message if I do not answer automatically. I look forward to speaking to each and every one of you. And I hope to start working with a lot of the callers that want to enhance their light language, because each and every one of you that listened to the call this evening, you all have the ability to speak or interpret or sign or draw or sing light language. It's just up to you to either purchase a class such as the one on my website or even purchase a session so we can activate your remembrance of it.
Well, what can I say, Brian? We've had a wonderful show. It's been very interesting, and I enjoyed the last bit. Was absolutely amazing. I felt absolutely wonderful, and I will drink plenty of water after the show. I can feel me bettering myself.
Wonderful.
There's lots of
wonderful
energies around me. And thank you so much again for coming on the show.
You are very welcome,
wonderful.
And thank you for having me, Bob.
No problem, Brian.
Thank everybody for listening to the show. And and if anybody is wanting to do a more in-depth session, my guys are asking me to give everybody a 10% discount if they are listening to the show. They want to do an in-depth session. Go to my website, do the contact page, and if you say Bob Brown's name in the email, I will offer everybody anybody that mentions your name, Bob, in a
a
10% discount.
Thank you very much indeed.
You're very welcome.
Love and light, and thank you, Brian.
And let angel wings guide your dreams, and blessed be, and namaste. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you. Goodbye. And for all my listeners, on Friday night, I've got Ken Pfeiffer on. We'll be talking about UFOs, and I'm sure we'll be having a good show as well. Good night, and God bless to everyone. And thank you for Estella and for Brian for a wonderful show as usual. Thank you.